greetings once again. Welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, anyhow, namaste, konnichiwa, half a day, bonjour, guten tag, salam, shalom, peace. Now, go vegan. Peace. Now, go vegan. How will we ever have peace if we don't go vegan? It's a rhetorical question. Can't if we don't. Just kind of still in that talking to the megaphone mode after yesterday's peace march in Hollywood. And yes, I've liberated my megaphone. I was in touch with the San Diego Police Department this week. I said, there's a peace march on Saturday. I must have my megaphone released immediately. And they were, Mr. Linden, of course, we'll have your megaphone ready for you when you come down here. We'll also prepare your regular cell for you once you use the megaphone. I said, no, I'm doing this up in L.A. But don't worry, there'll be circus protests later in the year. Just keep my cell warm and dry and full of vegan munchies there. So, okay. So, yes, how can there be peace if we don't go vegan? That's the great secret begging to be uncovered. Right here, Geraldo. No, stop looking in the mummy's tomb. It's right over here. You government propagandist. And aren't they all? Isn't everybody being paid off by the government now? Except for me. I have to pay. Hey, the radio stations to be on the air, and I see we have new windscreens at the station, so apparently the checks haven't bounced this week from me. So, what you get here, not the usual government propaganda. Here you get the proper-ganda. No justice, no peace. No vegan, no peace. From the entertainment capital of the salmonella-flavored, genetically mutated McNugget cheese-covered vivisection prison pharmaceutical industrial complex. The corporation known as the United States of Listeria. It is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the only time during the week when your commercial radio airwaves are veganized for your protection. Certainly more protection than you get from your Department of Deutschland Insecurity, unable even to protect our borders from alien bovine invaders, agents of the BSE. Here we are, where intelligence isn't just bad, it's downright un-American at this point. How else could you explain a presidiate like the one we've got? Ain't no presidiate like the one I've got. If you were at the big peace march and rally yesterday, well, I remind you that George Devil U. Bush eats meat. You want to be like him? Or would you prefer to be like, say, Jesus or Buddha or Gandhi or Pythagoras or Da Vinci or Thoreau or Brandy, huh? She's vegan. It's behavior that we get from that Dick Tater or that Dick Cheney that proved to me that the human form of mad cow disease exists in the human population in the United States. Intelligence, we know we get it bad from the FBI and CIA, that we know, but we really, really, really get it bad from someone who matters, the FDA. The FDA. Now, what does that stand for? For dead Americans? Well, don't you feel safe knowing your FDA is on the take? On the job. Well, don't feel safe. I don't know if you probably didn't hear about this in the regular media. Why would you? But the Reuters report that came out this past Monday, it says, report raises questions about U.S. cattle feed ban. From Washington, D.C., Reuters, the effectiveness of the most important U.S. safeguard against mad cow disease was questioned on Monday when a government report accused the Food and Drug Administration of overstating feed mill compliance with a ban on cattle remains in animal feed. The Government Accountability Office report was released as many U.S. lawmakers seek to prevent Canadian cattle from entering the United States because of concerns that its neighbor was not effectively enforcing its own animal feed ban. Well, in 1997, the United States and Canada both outlawed the use of cattle remains as a protein supplement for cattle and goats and sheep to prevent the spread of mad cow disease, or bovine spongiform encephalopathy, BSE. Canada found two more cases of mad cow disease as 2005 began, and both cases are believed due to infected feed. So far, the United States has found only one case of mad cow disease in a Washington State cow imported from Canada. The GAO said the FDA, which regulates livestock feed, cannot pinpoint how many plants comply with the 1997 feed ban. We believe FDA is overstating industry's compliance with the animal feed ban and understating the potential risk of BSE for U.S. cattle in its reports to Congress and the American people, the GAO report said. The FDA has repeatedly claimed that the industry has a 99% compliance rate with the 1997 ban. Iowa Senator Tom Harkin, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Agriculture Committee who requested the GAO report, criticized the FDA for not testing livestock feed, for not testing it. He says, quote, common sense tells us the best way to measure compliance is to sample feed to make sure it does not contain ruminant byproducts. That's what Harkin said. An FDA spokeswoman was not available for comment. However, the GAO report said the FDA was providing a draft of its report and responded that its enforcement of the feed ban did not place U.S. cattle at risk of spreading BSE. That's what the FDA is saying, that did not place U.S. cattle at risk of spreading BSE. The FDA said in a letter it agreed with GAO's call for uniform procedures to identify businesses subject to the feed ban. The agency also said it concurred with GAO recommendations to collect test results from states that sample feed and to tighten controls on feed destined for export. And, okay, I'm sure we're feeling safe now, knowing that we're not under any danger, huh? Well, anyway, at the protest yesterday, I brought one of my favorite fruity desserts to share with everyone at yesterday's peace rally. Simple recipe, really, but fresh organic peaches in a blender mixed with very nice mint leaves. Peach, mint, peach mint, impeachment. Impeachment. Ooh, doesn't that sound good? Impeachment. Oddly enough, there's an entire website devoted to this recipe called impeachbush.org. Impeachbush.org. Huh. Anyway, I recommend it. Now, I don't mean to seem unusually harsh on our war criminal, son of a Bush, demonic, diabolical dictator. After all, it is the beginning of spring. But I think even Dick Cheney was complaining about prices at the pump when he was filling up his Kevlar-coated Hummer this week. Record prices and profits for the oil companies who, you know, own you in our ownership society. I see activists are spreading the word around. If you don't want imperialist gas, buy Citgo. Citgo gasoline benefiting Venezuelan social programs right now. But anyway, even with the record prices and profits, even that's not enough for the Texas tyrant. No, the spoiled son of a Bush just couldn't be happy until there was oil drilling in the precious, pristine Alaska National Wildlife Reserve. So, I mean, so anti-life is he. I mean, if he can't make life miserable for everyone living, whether it be people or other animals or trees, well, then he apparently just doesn't feel alive himself. Has anybody done a psychological profile on this mad cowboy? I tell you, his childhood animal abuse would have been a clue, but in his family they call that potential. Safari Club Hunter, just like his dad, you know, he was blowing up frogs as a child with firecrackers, and he hangs out with our moral leaders like Heartless Cheney and DeLay. Cheney, whose idea of a good time after a hard day of devising ways of killing people is to kill tame animals released in a caged hunt. Well, the whole world knows it. I mean, they've seen our democracy become... Well, they've seen our democracy become a mocracy, and they've kind of given up hope that we can recover from the coup that has taken place. The world believes that at some point it will be China that will curb the aggression of the United States. We're relatively clueless considering the Hannity insanity of our ABC and NBC, BS, Fox censorship media monopoly network. So they say it's going to be China, or maybe... Just maybe that guy there, the one who they say, maybe he's...
Oh, new one. I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
Yeah, I'm just so upset this week about the Alaska oil drilling. I felt as bad, this week as when Bush, stole the second 4 years. I'm wondering if you feel the same way. Anyway, if you didn't hear about it, what happened, and this is from the Associated Press on Wednesday, amid the backdrop of soaring oil and gasoline prices, a sharply divided Senate on Wednesday voted to open the ecologically rich Alaska Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling, delivering a major energy policy win for President Bush. The presidiate. The Senate, by a 51-49 vote, rejected an attempt by Democrats and GOP moderates. GOP moderates? Are there still those around? And GOP, what does that stand for? Oh, Government Oppression Party. Yes. Didn't work. The action, assuming Congress fully agrees on the budget, clears the way for approving drilling in the refuge, which has the people have said no, 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 no. So when the people say no, that's when Bush says yes, yes, yes. And the oil industry has sought for more than two decades to get access to what is believed to be billions of barrels of oil beneath the 1.5 million acre coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in the northern eastern corner of Alaska. Environmentalists have fought such development and argued that despite improved environmental controls, a web of pipelines and drilling platforms would harm calving caribou, polar bears, and millions of migratory birds that use the coastal plain. Even John Kerry spoke out. Even John will count every vote. Kerry said, it's going to be destructive. What you gonna do when the Gov Environment is out of control? But, there is something that you can do. I mean, it's kind of hard to go up to Alaska or to Canada now where they're about to kill 300,000 baby seals. So anyway, what is one to do? Well, if you care about animals, you can maybe now make the commitment to help them, even if it's just on a personal basis, one-on-one, in any way that you can. Maybe now you can commit to not eating them. How would that be? Do it as a way of counterbalancing all the evil that befalls them because of greedy corporate governments, usually totally unresponsive to the will of their people. I mean, you've got to figure that the people of Canada are better than the atrocity happening in their name, where 350,000 baby seals are being murdered. And the crime there isn't killing the seals. No. The official crime is not killing the seals. It's if you videotape the killing, now that's the crime, Wouldn't want anybody to see the atrocity. Anyway, I know you have sympathy for the animals of Alaska, for the baby seals, for the sea turtles who are going to go unprotected because of the new Bush budget. Yep, that's in there too. It's a little hard to get up to Canada or Alaska, but you can at least remove the animal suffering that you finance, that goes on your plate. It's spring. I know that there's a vegetarian inside of you ready to bloom, and today is the Great American Meat Out, and what a perfect opportunity for a healthy, new, nonviolent beginning. You, as a vegan, has a great ring to it, doesn't it? And, the birds will sing about it today. It's spring. Today's the 20th anniversary of the Great American Meat Out, and we will talk to its founder, Dr. Alex Hirschhaft, in a few minutes here. More reason to give up meat coming up today with Nathan Runkle of Mercy for Animals. You'll never think of the Easter egg the same again. In fact, you'll never think of the incredible edible egg as edible again, when you hear the truth behind the label Animal Care Certified that appears on most egg cartons. Not such a good time of year for the Easter Bunny either. And we'll talk to Deborah Darfla of the House Rabbit Society in San Diego, one of the beneficiary organizations of Bowling for the Animals, where you are going to be on Sunday, May 1st. And propagandists for pig flesh exploitation expect you to swallow more swine after you swallow their creative new marketing campaign, The Other White Meat, Don't Be Blah. That's really, somebody made millions coming up with that campaign. The Other White Meat, Don't Be Blah. And of course, you will be less blah by consuming more decomposing cadaver. As for hens and bunnies, Easter is a horrible time for pigs, as they are ritualistically sacrificed to commemorate the resurrection of one whose religious beliefs prohibited the consumption of pig flesh. Huh? So, Jesus was Jewish, and you're not allowed to eat pig, but for Easter, everybody's not being blah, apparently. Jesus never ate a pig, would he? He would never, and he would prohibit it. Anyway, details coming up on a demonstration this coming Saturday at Honey Baked Ham in Santa Monica. It's the biggest sale day for Honey Baked Ham of the year, the day before Easter. To tell you the truth, it's all George W. Bush intelligence to me. But hey, something you can eat is what's, at the Natural Products Expo, and I'll talk to you about that, too. And I'm having a blast there this weekend. No, not a nuclear blast, but a blast nevertheless. And furthermore, info also coming up on Earth Day for the Animals, Saturday, April 23rd at Kung Food Restaurant in San Diego. And you can make a donation to help the animals. It's even tax deductible. And give the animals a voice on mainstream media. And you can make your check out to Go Vegan and mail it to P.O. Box 40246. San Diego, California, 92164. And you can check the website for details, goveganradio.com. If the word vegan is new to you, it's V-E-G-A-N. Don't let that stand in the way of writing the check or going to the website, goveganradio.com. You can make a donation online, or the information is there on how to send one in, so we can buy the time each and every week and have great heroic people on, like Alex Hirschhaft, who's coming up, and Nathan Runkle, and it's a parade of heroes here on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Oh, I'm a Texas oil man, and that's the thing I understand. There's oil in Turkmenistan, Tajikistan as well. In China, there's a big demand. A pipeline through Afghanistan will keep it out of Chinese hands, and we'll have more to sell. Uzbekistan's a dangerous place, but oil ought not go to waste. Come build another army base to guard our oil rigs.
I'm always talking about how delicious Vegenaise is. No vegan kitchen should be without it. It dresses up even the simplest foods, like my favorite sandwich, avocado, tomato, and Vegenaise. Or is it mashed up chickpeas, celery, onions, and Vegenaise? Or a tofu burger with Vegenaise? Well, I do know I love it on baked or steamed yams. Well, you think you'd read about Vegenaise in a cookbook, it winning the American Tasting Institute Award? So I was surprised to see Vegenaise in a book about stroke prevention. Yet, there it is, page 194, in Stroke Free for Life by David Wiebers, M.D., Chair, Cerebrovascular Diseases, and Director, Stroke Research Center, Mayo Clinic. And who would know better about a Mayo alternative? Try Vegenaise, now in organic. Available at Follow Your Heart, Canoga Park, California, and natural food stores everywhere. And also from Follow Your Heart come vegan gourmet cheese alternatives in 4 varieties. They are delicious, delicious, delicious. Mozzarella. You want pizza? It melts. You know, you got cheddar. You want enchiladas? Well, it melts. You want nachos? There's the nacho flavor. It melts. Vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. Wonderful, delicious. And also from Follow Your Heart, chicken-free chicken. All the taste, none of the bird. Enjoy them from Follow Your Heart.
Oh, no, now look what you're giving to people. Animal burgers.
Who, where? I thought that was banned by now, huh? It should be. 20 years of meat out. I think animal burgers would be banned by now. You go vegan on your plate. Also, your wardrobe needs to go vegan. And I have the perfect solution for the non-leather shoes, and that would be Earth Vegan Footwear. The most comfortable shoes I have ever worn. I have them on right now. I don't take them off ever, ever, ever. They just feel so good. They're really wonderful. And, well, you know, I keep talking about the negative heel technology. How can something negative be so positive? Well, only Earth Vegan Footwear features Calso negative heel technology designed by Danish yoga master Anne Calso. Oh, speaking of yoga, check out the March Yogi Times. I have an article in there. Yes, on ahimsa, getting violence off your plate. If you can't pick up the magazine, I have the article posted on the website, goveganradio.com. And the article that prompted me to write my article, which was in Yogi Times a couple of months ago, called Conscious Carnivores, and that one rationalizing eating meat. And I had to respond, and you can see my response at the website, goveganradio.com, or in the March Yogi Times. But anyway, so you have yoga master Anne Calso designing these wonderful Earth Vegan shoes, and you know, they're spectacular. Check out the styles. They're really cool. Everybody always comments on them. You can go to earthvegan.us. Earthvegan.us. There's a phone number, 877-746-3364. Certified vegan by the UK Vegan Society, so no animal ingredients. And, I'll have a pair of Earth Vegan footwear to give away at Earth Day for the Animals on April 23rd at Kung Food. And we'll have a pair of Earth Vegan footwear to give away at Bowling for the Animals on Sunday, May 1st at Sunset Bowl. And these are just wonderful, those coming from Earth Vegan and All Vegan, the All Vegan Boutique in San Diego on Park near Adams in University Heights. So check them out. I think you'll like them. You can order right from the website. It's earthvegan.us. And we continue now on the planet's first and only program, vegan program, on commercial airwaves. There are reasons why nobody else is doing this. It's called Dinero. Cada semana necesito dinero. There are a few shows that are non-commercial radio, inspired by this program, so they would say. But they did it the smart way. But I want you to hear about the alternatives to animal exploitation. So that's why we do it here. Well, in the summer of 1981, Dr. Alex Hirschaft organized Action for Life, a national conference that basically launched the U.S. animal rights movement. And shortly thereafter, he gave up a successful career in environmental management and an affluent suburban lifestyle to devote his full attention to exposing and ending animal abuse and other destructive impacts of animal agriculture. And later that year, Dr. Hirschaft founded FARM, Farm Animal Reform Movement, which has become a major force in the struggle for vegetarianism and improved treatment of farm animals and human health and environment. And he's also launched World Farm Animals Day and Great American Meat Out. As I say, he's celebrating its 20th anniversary today. Also with Farm is Choice, which is trying to get more vegan food into schools. And so actually, if you think about it, Alex Hirschaft is a hero. And here he is. He actually is a survivor of the Warsaw Ghetto and immigrated to the U.S. In 1951, the year I was born. At least has been productive. I've been playing records on the radio all this time. But hello, Alex. How are you? Welcome again to Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure to be with you. You're much too kind to me.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm exactly as kind as I should be to you, because really, you are a hero. Look, I mean, this was started 20 years ago, and it's very big today. People are celebrating all around the world.
That's right. In 21 countries and all 50 states, about 1,000 communities, and most of them are listed on our website, meetout.org/events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and bring people to how Meetout started 20 years ago.
We started in our living room. We had five activists were sitting around trying to figure out what to do about the fact that the American Meat Institute wanted the U.S. Senate to sanction National Meat Week. And we said, no, we've got to do something about it. And first we're going to protest them, but we decided that would bring too much attention to them. So we decided to do our own thing, and we got the idea to do the Great American Meat Out. We picked March 20th, first day of spring, as symbolic of rebirth and renewal. And back then, we had about 6 weeks to do all our planning, and we ended up with 25 events. And now, 20 years later, of course, we're up to about 1,000.
And look, that started with just 5 caring people, right?
Yeah, that's all it took. Margaret Mead was right.
Yes.
It's a small group of determined.
Right, and you're obviously determined. How do you stay determined over all these years? What inspired you first to get involved with these causes?
My background was in environmental management, and I also have always had a great passion for justice, which may harken back to, as you pointed out, my surviving the Warsaw Ghetto, the Nazi Holocaust. So the combination of the passion for justice and concern for the environment, I just spent some time thinking about it back in the early 70s, and I decided that this was getting people to stop eating animals was the best way to pursue both causes.
Yeah, I never expected to be a vegan talk show host. I was, you know, growing up thinking, well, I'll play music on the radio, and you know, apparently that I find the cause to be, I mean, it is the cause, you know, the one thing that could save people's lives, save the planet, and you know, alleviate the suffering of so many whom we never really think about. You know, there are no windows at the slaughterhouses.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So,
and in addition to Meat Out, you know, about 5 years ago, we thought that Meat Out is really just one day, and then we said, well, what's going to happen even if people pledge to kick the meat habit on March 20th for one day? What happens the next week? So we came up with the idea of this email newsletter called Meat Out Mondays, and it's a very colorful, very lighthearted, easygoing newsletter. It contains a recipe, a review of a new product or book, health news, and an inspirational story. And it comes into people's email box every week on Friday, so they have the weekend to prepare their meatless Monday meals.
Great.
It's absolutely free. All people need to do is go to meetoutmondays.org, take a look at some of the previous copies, and subscribe. And you can subscribe your friends as well.
Excellent. That's meetoutmondays.org.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are some of the highlights of what's happening with Meet Out this year?
Well, I like to think that the highlight is what we're doing tomorrow. We're having a reception for about 280 members of Congress and their staff.
They need to start eating less meat in Congress,
absolutely,
I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's a big event. Of course, it'll be all vegan. And we have a new meat out video that we put together. It's 14 minutes. So we're going to play that for them.
Uh-huh. Excellent. Okay. Well, this has become a worldwide event, and people can go to meetout.org and meetoutmondays.org. And also coming up in July, Dr. Hirschhaft, we have a special event happening in Los Angeles.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, just for the folks in your listening area, we're having a National Animal Rights Conference, Animal Rights 2005. And the information on that, of course, it's AR2005.org.
All right, that's at the fabulous Westin Hotel at LA Airport, and it's a spectacular event. I've been to it, and I think it's mandatory for anybody remotely interested in animal concerns. This is the place to be. AR2005, and it starts on July 7th, and that's AR2005.org. Correct?
Yeah, we have some really outstanding speakers this year. We have Michael Mountain from Best Friends Animal Sanctuary in Utah, who is the leader of another movement called the No-Kill Movement, which is trying to keep pounds from killing dogs and cats. We have Tippi Hedren, the actress. We have Paul Watson, Shepherd Society.
All right, he's up in Canada right now on one of the Sea Shepherd ships. Yeah. Yeah.
Howard Lyman, of course, Michael Greger, all of the most prominent speakers in the movement will be there.
So it covers all issues, the health aspects, the animal concerns, the environment. So mandatory attendance, AR2005.
Very friendly towards beginners. We have a newcomer orientation. We have a special track for first-time attendees talking about the different problems associated with animal rights.
Right. And, there's a lot to learn. You know, people, coming up in just a couple of minutes here, we have Nathan Runkel, and, you know, people...
He'll be there.
Yeah, he'll be there. And people will want to see him. I mean, he's amazing. Yeah,
yeah. We gave him an award 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing that happens at these conferences. We give out the Animal Rights Hall of Fame Awards.
Ah. And who might be receiving that this year?
Well, we don't know yet. These people get voted on by the speakers.
Ah.
And we also have the Celebrity Animal Advocate of the Year, and that hasn't been selected yet.
Who was last year? Do you remember? Or the last
Last year we had, 2 years ago, when we were in Los Angeles, we had Dennis Kucinich and Bill Maher.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. We had two in 2003, last time we were in L.A.
Very good choices. Excellent. Well, Alex, I want to thank you for all that you do for animals. People need to know that, you know, this is the person that inspired the meet out that goes on, you know, this is the 20th anniversary. And definitely go to the website, meetout.org. Get your emails from meetoutmondays.org. And we look forward to seeing you when you're in L.A. in July.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks so much, Alex.
Delighted to be with your listeners.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you take care.
You too. It was a pleasure to have Alex Hirschhaft again with us here today. And I would like to now talk to Nathan. Yes, Nathan is here?
Yep, I'm right here.
Hi, Nathan. How are you? Nathan
Good,
Runkel
you?
With Mercy for Animals and a past guest on the show. And, you know, your organization, and you have been involved with investigations in the past, and But, you know, luckily everybody now, you know, can be comfortable eating their eggs, you know, their incredible edible eggs, knowing that they are animal care certified. Doesn't that make us all feel good about that? And, you know, we can have our omelets and or can we? I don't know. Nathan.
Well, that is what the egg industry wants people to believe. And when most people see this animal care certified logo, which now appears on over 80% of the eggs in supermarket aisles, they believe that hens are treated humanely. But as our investigation and others across the country have exposed, really little could be further from the truth. And what most people don't understand is what these guidelines actually allow. These guidelines allow for producers to cram hens into tiny wire cages so small that the birds can't even flap their wings. The guidelines require that producers give hens just 67 square inches of space, which is less than the size of a standard notebook-sized piece of paper. And when hens are crammed into such a small living condition space, they are unable not only to spread their wings, but also to engage in all other natural behaviors, such as dust bathing, foraging for food, perching, roosting, etc. So these cages are inherently cruel, so cruel, in fact, that the European Union has voted to ban them. These guidelines also allow for producers to use hot blades to painfully sear off part of the chick's beaks, and a cruel practice known as debeaking. The guidelines also allow for producers to starve hens until they lose up to 30% of their body weight in a practice known as forced molting. So the guidelines themselves allow for blatant animal abuse and practices that have been condemned by leading poultry experts and scientists.
Well, I don't hear any difference between animal care certified and the usual suffering that we know about. It seems the same to me.
Right. This really is a public relations gimmick by the United Egg Producers. This is a voluntary program that was created in the year 2000 by the egg industry, really to put to rest consumers' concerns over the treatment of hens, when in reality, really little has changed. The only difference is basically removing one hen per cage, which gives, again, these birds less space than a standard notebook-sized piece of paper where they can't engage in any natural behaviors. And as our investigation found at Ohio Fresh Eggs, which is the state's largest animal care certified facility and one of the largest in the country, we found hens that were caked in feces, crammed into cages, suffering from severe feather loss, birds whose beaks had been painfully seared off, hens suffering from untreated eye and sinus infections and bloody open wounds and scratches, birds who would become immobilized in the wire of their cages when their heads, necks, bodies, or feathers became trapped in the wire of their cages. They had absolutely no access to food or water, and obviously no attention had been given to remove these animals and provide aid to them. We also found dead hens that were left to slowly rot and decompose on the cage floor with birds that are still producing eggs for human consumption. So this poses a serious disease risk to all of the birds. And again, we also found a bird thrown away in a trash can with other dead birds. This is the third time during our investigation that we've actually found live animals thrown away with other dead birds. These are all common problems, and they're all really inherent in an industry that values profit over animal welfare. So again, when people see this logo, oftentimes they believe that the hens are treated humanely, when really little could be further from the truth. And the Better Business Bureau has twice ruled, in 2002 and 2003, that this logo is misleading, and they've recommended that it be discontinued. The United Egg Producers has turned a blind eye to this recommendation and goes about using this logo. The Better Business Bureau has since referred this case to the Federal Trade Commission for possible legal enforcement.
Maybe they meant animal cruelty certified, but...
and that we feel that an animal cruelty certified label would definitely be more truthful, and we've launched animalcrueltycertified.com, where people can view photographs and video footage from this investigation, and there are free vegan recipes. People can order a free vegetarian starter kit, helpful information on ways to help eliminate the suffering of egg-laying hens, because, as you know, the best thing that we can do in our everyday lives to reduce the suffering of animals is to simply leave their products out of our shopping carts. And every egg that someone eats sentences a hen to over 24 hours crammed into a tiny battery cage. So each time any of us sit down to eat, we have enormous power, and we have a choice of whether we want to support animal cruelty or not. So we really encourage consumers to make the compassionate choice by simply leaving eggs out of your shopping cart.
It is the incredible inedible egg. And think about that for the Easter egg also, the source of, you know, suffering like that. I watched some of your video on your investigation, and I was in tears. It's just unbelievable how animals are allowed to suffer like that without any care.
Yeah, absolutely. And no animal on a factory farm is ever given individual veterinary care because it's not time or cost efficient. So animals that become ill or have infections or wounds are simply left to slowly die in their cages and rot there. And hens are specifically exempt from most anti-cruelty laws. They are exempt from the Humane Slaughter Act and are not even considered animals under the Federal Animal Welfare Act. So most people have a false sense of security that when they're buying meat, dairy, or egg products, that the hens must be, or the animals must be treated humanely because they're covered by laws, when in fact farm animals really have virtually no legal protection from even the worst of abuses.
So, Nathan, how can people see your investigation and get in touch with you?
People can visit mercyforanimals.org or animalcrueltycertified.com to download videos, view photographs. They can see...
There were birds with no feathers on their wings. You know, it was like... That's just part of it. I was just in a state of shock. It's just so sad.
Sad. This really is appalling, blatant animal cruelty. And again, this is the fourth investigation that Mercy for Animals has conducted in Ohio alone in the past few years. And every time our investigators enter a factory farm, they emerge with startling video footage and photographs depicting the horrific and systematic abuse of animals on factory farms. There have been over a dozen investigations at factory farms across the country, egg factory farms specifically, that have shown that animal cruelty is the norm rather than the exception. And again, there really is no humane or compassionate or caring factory farm because these animals are viewed as nothing more than egg-producing machines. And once their production declines, usually at 1 to 2 years of age, they are simply sent to the slaughterhouse to be turned into low-grade chicken meat products, or because the demand for those types of products are going down, these animals are simply killed in other, oftentimes even crueler means. And for every hen that is confined in a battery cage, there is a male chick who is useless to the egg industry because he cannot produce eggs and he doesn't grow large enough or fast enough to be raised profitably for meat, who is simply killed at the hatchery, oftentimes being thrown away into trash cans.
Right.
So the egg industry is one of the cruelest industries out there, and most people believe that when they eat eggs, that they're not really supporting that much animal cruelty. The animals weren't killed for these products, when in fact there is an enormous amount of suffering packed inside of every carton of eggs.
Well, and there's no retirement home for chickens after they can't produce eggs anymore, so... So it's a certain death for them, and people this time of year think of the cute little cuddly chick, and then you think of the male chicks who are thrown into plastic bags to suffocate and are ground up alive to be protein. And the best thing, as you say, Nathan, is go vegan.
Vegan, absolutely.
That's the thing to do. Okay, well, it's mercyforanimals.org, and check out that investigation. You too will come to the conclusion that the incredible egg is inedible. Nathan, I want to thank you for being here today, and we'll look forward to seeing you at Animal Rights 2005 in Los Angeles.
Definitely. Thanks so much for having me, Bob.
Thanks. We appreciate that. Okay, that was Nathan Runkel from Mercy for Animals, this being the time of year when we think of Easter eggs. And next week, I think we're going to talk bunnies in a moment here. We're going to talk pigs too. But I better get to the calendar. Better quickly get to the calendar here. There's lots going on. And I want to remind you of the demonstration this coming Saturday, March 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Honey Baked Ham, 2635 Wilshire Boulevard in Santa Monica. It's a block east of 26th Street, the corner of Princeton. This is Honey-Baked Ham's busiest day of the year, as people eat food that Jesus would not have eaten and Jesus would not approve. Pig is verboten. Forbidden food for Jews, Muslims. Come out for the pigs, okay, this coming Saturday. I'll be there 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Honey-Baked Ham, 2635 Wilshire Boulevard in Santa Monica. It's horrible when these religious holidays come about and people celebrate by, oh, let's eat some flesh. Let's have some cadaver. Don't be blah. Have cadaver. That's the new public relations campaign by the pig industry. People who want you to eat more body parts of pigs to celebrate religious occasions. Tuesday, April 19th, cancer-proofing your body with plant superfoods. That's Michael Greger, MD, who will be in the San Diego area at Health Services Complex, Coronado Conference Room, which is at 3851 Rosecrans. And this is sponsored by Last Chance for Animals and All Vegan at 4669 Park Boulevard in San Diego. Dr. Greger with a great new book coming, it's out now, I guess, and has a lot to say about the medical aspects of vegetarianism and why it's good for you. St. Nicholas Hope for Animals needs gently used goods for a fundraiser, looking for companion animal items and housewares, costume jewelry, luggage, tools, small appliances, games, linens, books, garden tools, handbags, furniture, and new clothes. Their sale is 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. on April 2nd at 2007 Wandering Road in Encinitas. Volunteers are needed that day, and you can call 760-753-5566. If you ever miss a phone number here or an address, go to the website, goveganradio.com. The show is usually on by Sunday afternoon, as the show is aired on radio stations. And there's a benefit happening. That's the week before our Earth Day for the Animals on the 23rd. So on the 16th at Kung Food in San Diego, you can go to rawfriends.com. And this is to try to raise funds to support the legal cause of a family in Florida, the Andersons, who are having major problems because they have chosen a live vegan diet for their children. And you can read about their problems at the website there, and also find out about the event that's happening at Kung Food, 2949 Fifth Avenue in San Diego, rawfriends.com. And famous Chef Karen Clark of Raw Delights hosting that charity fundraiser at Kung Food. And there'll be gift certificates to Cilantro Live, Giuliano's Books, food items, and a super raffle for a Raw Retreat weekend at the Fresh House. Again, go to rawfriends.com. And have quite a nice raw food menu that day. Let's see, spicy celery salsa soup with cantaloupe concassé. I see the exclamation point at the end there now. So concassé. Greens with cilantro, orange dressing, herbed wild rice, holy moly, cheesy enchiladas, and caramel coconut squares. So that's what's happening there that day. And again, I remind you, this coming Saturday, Honey-Baked Ham in Santa Monica, 2635 Wilshire. Earth Day for the Animals. Please mark your calendar. Plan on attending. It's a benefit for Go Vegan Radio. And if anybody needs a benefit, we sure do, because it's expensive every week to buy airtime. Free speech is expensive. And all the multi-billion dollar conglomerates in this ownership society own your airwaves. Except for this hour once a week. That's when the radio stations own me. Earth Day for the Animals, it's their planet too, a reggae music and vegan food fest, Saturday, April 23rd, starting 1 p.m., going till about midnight. It's outdoors and indoors at Kung Food Restaurant, 2949 Fifth Avenue between Palm and Quince Streets near Balboa Park, featuring two of San Diego's most exciting and popular reggae bands, Shock of Mighty, which will start at about 2 p.m., and Irieside, starting about 5 p.m. I'll be hosting it, this benefit for Go Vegan Radio, which is a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center, sponsored by Whole Soy, specializing in dairy-like yogurt, smoothies, and frozen desserts made from whole organic soybeans. Special guest chef Carrie Brown will be down with a special menu of earth-grown, earth-saving, life-saving global favorites, including faux gras, global norming nachos, greenhouse greens, save the forest African fruit salad, Kyoto Japanese chicken. Of course, when I say chicken, I mean none of the bird. Chinese sustainable spring rolls, Indian no-worry curry, Middle Eastern piece by pita and hummus, French give quiche a chance, piece by pizza, and the cheeseburger that saved the world. You'll also be able to munch on a bagel with a new, the new whole soy cream cheese style soy spread, and you'll enjoy a whole soy smoothie. Organic wine and cerveza available. Special thanks, Follow Your Heart, Vegan Gourmet Cheese Alternatives, and Chicken Free Chicken. And it's a $20 admission at the door, including music and food, speakers and video presentations. And I expect to be showing Peaceable Kingdom and some of the latest from PETA. And you'll also see the new environmental literature from Farm Sanctuary. Find out why being kind to animals is the kindest thing we can do for Mother Earth. And there'll be prizes. You can win a pair of stylish and comfortable Earth Vegan footwear from Earth Vegan and All Vegan in University Heights. And we'll have the complete schedule up at the website soon and let you know what's going on. If you would like a table for your nonprofit organization or business, and again, only vegan and cruelty-free products and services only, you can email me, bob@goveganradio.com, or call 818-623-6477. And then this is to raise awareness for the following week when we have Bowling for the Animals 2005, San Diego's 7th annual Bowling for the Animals. Go to the website, bowlingfortheanimals.org. You'll find out all about it, some great prizes that you can win there, a Las Vegas vacation, and Earth Vegan footwear. We'll have lots of vegan munchies, some of the great restaurants around, ranchos providing food, and Mandarin China has food coming to us for this event. And the idea is you want pledges. You want people to support your bowling that day. I'll be bowling that day. Again, I said I expect to be bowling 300 because we bowl three games, and the high game counts. So let's say I get lucky and bowl a 120, and you say, well, I want to pledge $1 a pin for what you bowl. Well, then be prepared to fork over $120. Then again, you might only want to pledge 50 cents a pin or 10 cents a pin. And don't just pledge for my bowling. Why don't you bowl, too? Get the folks at work to support you. Get everybody to pledge 50 cents a pin for what you'll be bowling, or $1 a pin for what you'll be bowling. Get your classmates, everybody supporting you. They can give you, they can say, hey, look, here's 20 bucks for Bowling for the Animals, or pledge, you know, for how you'll do on the bowling alley there yourself. So I expect to see you there that day. Attendance is mandatory. It's Sunday, May 1st, 12 noon. But go to the website, bowlingfortheanimals.org, and you'll figure out how you can get pledges and get involved. And this does help a number of great organizations, including San Diego Animal Advocates, and St. Nicholas Hope for Animals, and the House Rabbit Society, and Go Vegan Radio. And we will be talking to Deborah from the House Rabbit Society coming up in a moment. But I believe, I guess I have to do my little break, huh? Okay, I do the break. Okay, these are my airwaves. I bought them with your tax-deductible donations and the support of the sponsors on this show, who... it's the only way we raise money around here. We have no major corporations helping. Check out Bear Auto, 1944 South Santa Fe Drive in Vista. 760-597-1600. Open 7 days a week. Hundreds of recycled cars available for you there. Boats and collector cars, too. Go to BearAutoSales.com, BearAutoSales.com, to see the inventory, for directions, for information on in-house financing. Bear Auto also buys cars, will give you cash. And vegans are very comfortable there. There are PETA posters on the wall. Gary's a vegan. And no sales pressure, except maybe from the two rescued sales poodles, Chet and Lewis. But don't worry, their bark is worse than their bite. So definitely, if you need wheels, you're a vegan important person at Bear Auto, 1944 South Santa Fe Drive in Vista. Again, the website, BearAutoSales.com. And you know, it's never been easier to live meat-free, dairy-free, and People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals wants you to know that it's so easy. Just get a vegetarian starter kit. It's free. It's free. That's how much they want you to be healthy and help the animals and save the environment. And you can call for it toll-free, 1-888-VEG-FOOD, 1-888-VEG-FOOD. You can go to goveg.com. That's a PETA website. You can go to PETA.org. But right here in this little booklet, everything you need to eat right for your health, the animals, and the earth, with free recipes inside. You see all the celebrities who have gone vegan, all the sports heroes who are vegan, and it's just, you know, and the reasons for going vegan, which I think if you've been listening to the show, you know, there's no reason not to be vegan, especially in this day and age of mad cow disease. I tell you, one bite of a burger, one bite of a steak could be fatal. So why put your children at risk, yourself at risk for a fatal disease, when you can be vegetarian with the PETA Vegetarian Starter Kit? And also, there's a wonderful book out that I would like you to purchase at your bookstore or from PETA. It is Making Kind Choices, the new one from Ingrid Newkirk. Everyday Ways to Enhance Your Life Through Earth and Animal-Friendly Living. It's worth it alone for the foreword from Sir Paul McCartney, who himself is vegan. And so, indeed, I would like you to check that out and pick up a copy of Ingrid's new book. It is Making Kind Choices. Go to PETA.org or your friendly neighborhood bookstore, and it's just a wonderful guide to making this a special world, and you'll see why Ingrid is loved all over the world. PETA, the largest animal rights organization in the world. So, I do want to go to Deborah Dorfler, who is on the phone with us. She's with House Rabbit Society in San Diego and one of the beneficiaries of Bowling for the Animals. Thank you for joining us today, Deborah. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay. Well, we just have, we only have about 3 minutes now, but if you could let us know a bit about the House Rabbit Society, and especially what animals face right now, this time of year, it being Easter. Tell us about.
Unfortunately, as you know, there are a lot of little cute baby bunnies sitting in the pet stores these days, and the kids see them, and it's very impulsive, and they tell mom and dad they want one, and of course they'll take care of them. Unfortunately, that you know, impulse buy turns into a 10-year commitment that children are unable to do. So it falls upon the parents to be responsible for this animal. And in fact, parents, they're just trying to raise their kids. They don't need the responsibility of having a bunny. So what we're trying to encourage people this time of year to do is not to buy a live rabbit. It's very difficult at times. We understand that when a child is screaming that they want the bunny. But in the long run, it's going to save a lot of headaches if they tell the child no, get them a great stuffed Easter bunny, cost them $25 head to toe, get them a little bit of chocolate, you know, a nice little Easter basket. If you find out that your kid has been asking for an Easter bunny year after year after year, maybe they're ready. But get them some books, get them educated, make sure that you as an adult also want that rabbit. Because if you consider a 7-year-old that's telling you they want a rabbit, and you're looking at a 10-year life commitment for that bunny, you know, when that child turns 15, chances are they're going to be a little more interested and perhaps dating or, you know, going out shopping with their friends and not staying at home taking care of the bunny. So it's really up to the adult to make sure that it's something that they're going to want to be involved in later on down the line.
Definitely. And then what usually happens after Easter is that the shelters are full of unwanted rabbits.
Exactly. And those are only the lucky ones. You know, people that are responsible enough to take their rabbits to the shelter are the fortunate ones. Unfortunately, a lot of people think that turning it loose in a golf course is perfectly acceptable, and that's not okay. These animals are domesticated animals. They do not have the skills to live out in the wild.
How can people contact the House Rabbit Society?
They can reach us on our line, which is 619-444-0501. Or they can also reach us on our website, which is sandiegorabbits.org.
sandiegorabbits.org. I'm terribly sorry we're out of time. I'll have to have you back on again, Deborah. And we're looking forward to bowling for the animals with you, too.
We're looking forward to being there, too, Bob.
Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Go to the website, govegan.com.